You're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Marcy Weinstein with Let's Get Real. Tonight, I am joined by The Rooks. They're here tonight to perform at Lafayette College. The Rooks are a New York City-based R&B, indie soul, sextet, just funky enough to make your mother nervous. The group formed at Wesleyan University, bonding over a mutual love of listening to Beyoncé, playing at house parties, and performing Motown covers. They are performing tonight here at Lafayette College, and we are super excited. And they're here with me now, and I'm going to interview them and ask them some questions. So first of all, how did the band form? How did you guys get started?
Oh, I'll take that question. There's six of us, so you're going to hear a lot of different voices tonight. The band started officially in 2011. That's when we formed this group. But we had, prior to that, been performing together. We all met at Wesleyan University, and we had performed with each other in different capacities in different groups. And in 2011... we kind of came together, had a conversation, said, let's go to New York City and try to make something of this. And we formed that group then, and we've been playing ever since.
And so you did that while you were all still attending Wesleyan?
Mm-hmm.
Were you all the same class year?
Half of us were 2011, and half of us were 2012.
And what groups do you mean that you met in? Were there a cappella groups, or what was that?
I guess we met in every group you can meet in. So.
Pit orchestras.
Yeah.
That was that
Motown
was
really bands.
Like salsa the
bands.
Best part of being at Wesleyan was the music scene and how active students were at creating musical projects and how excited the student body was to go see it and see live shows. So we were in many different projects with many different friends, and it was just making music all the time. It was a lot of fun.
That's awesome. Okay, so... do you all have an interest? Did you all grow up having an interest in music, or did it kind of form while you were at college, or how did that work?
I think everybody, one of the cool things about this band is that everybody came to sort of where they are in music and to this band from very, very different backgrounds. I think to varying degrees, all of us were very interested in music and being involved in music in some capacity, but whether that was, you know, just sort of singing on your own for fun, or whether that was, you know, growing up knowing that you wanted to play music for your entire life. I think it was all, you know, the backgrounds are very varied, but sort of brought us all to the same place.
I was in a boy band.
But naughty, I'm not.
He's not kidding. Like, he's not
Graham
kidding at all.
Was in a boy band.
He's
in a signed boy band.
What do you mean?
We're about to get into this.
The shade comes
his dark
have
past.
You heard One Direction?
So I was originally a keyboard player, and went through this audition process and joined this band that was put together by a label that fell apart about 3 months after it was put together because of some extenuating circumstances with the manager having relations with the singer.
Lord Jesus,
it was
Jesus.
Right.
This makes for an amazing.
Wow. They had to fire Graham because they thought they hired Rupert Grint.
That was.
Oh my gosh. You do look like him.
We're on the radio. They can't see him.
That joke falls completely flat.
Our guitar player looks like Rupert Grint.
Spitting image. Yeah.
So now, what label was that?
Are you not Sony?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's confidential.
Now we'll never get Sony.
No.
That's oh, bummer.
Yeah.
That's
and that was
cool.
That was freshman year of college, so
okay.
That was fun.
So was that pop?
Yeah, it was like very, it was like pop music you would see on the OC.
Okay, cool.
That's, yeah, I've played it for
the
you guys.
The OC.
Oh, yeah.
That, yeah.
Throwback.
So do you sing too?
No, they won't let me.
I don't allow it.
Hey, you had a mic
who
for a couple shows back
who
there.
Who won't let you?
Garth won't let me.
Oh, everyone's going to try to throw me under the bus. That is not the case. We were in a band together before we were, all the six of us were in this band, and Graham did sing harmonies in that band.
Graham sang a little in the Rooks, too. We did like two shows early on where Graham had a mic. And then,
and
we
then
went,
they took it away from me.
Graham has a velvety voice, but he's fired.
He's, yeah, I don't know. It didn't fit the image.
Okay, so who does the songwriting and who does the singing? And
oh, boy.
A lot of people. So okay. One of the other things that I like about this group is that a lot of people, I mean, almost everyone comes in and with things that they've written.
and everybody contributes to the creative process. So though our creative process is very collaborative, it can also be a little bit frustrating at times because it takes so long to get things done. But it's a good thing, I think, because we end up having a lot of different people's inputs, and it makes it a little bit more amalgamous of all the things that we like.
So you all participate in the songwriting process.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes, you know, it can be as singular as one person bringing a song in and being like, hey, let's do this song that I just wrote. Or as plural as, you know, having two or three people workshop a song and then toss it around to somebody else. Like, one of the songs on our upcoming EP was written by two people originally and then thrown to somebody else and then thrown to another person, thrown to another person. It touched almost everyone's hands in the group before it actually made it into the show.
Okay, so the song Secrets, it wasn't one of you that said, oh, I'm really mad about something, or like, what's the backstory?
That song was one person pretty through composed right out the gate, and it was brought in and we went, cool.
Yep.
Great, like, done.
I will be singing good. That song.
I will be, yeah.
So what's the backstory of Secrets? It's my favorite song I heard by you guys so far.
Gabe, you want to take this one?
So Graham has a tail, and it didn't come out until 2 years until we were going in through a band that he revealed this to us.
And that's my secret.
Oh my gosh.
Literally a tail, not like a story, like,
yeah,
a tail.
Yeah, it's a tail.
Yeah.
Oh, no, but like for real. But
people who have tails.
No, actually, though, Secrets is just about the, it was a song that I wrote trying to be really, it was really inspired by, like, you know the song Poetic Justice by Kendrick Lamar?
Mm-hmm.
So I was really into that album at the time, and some Good Kid, Mad City, and I was trying to think about Poetic Justice, and like, wow, I wonder if we could ever do something like that in our band. And I wanted to write something like that, with a feel like that. So I started with that, and then the lyrics were more just inspired by some, I don't really have a good story to, I can't really.
Was there a girl, or?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, it's all of it is all about, like, you know, our relationship, and that's
That's what makes it real, you know?
Yeah.
That's what I was waiting to hear.
Gabe could have told that story, yeah, as well.
So you guys are going on tour right now, and I think we're your first stop, right? You're going to a lot of colleges and venues?
We are at a lot of colleges. I mean, at the point we are right now, we're almost kind of constantly on tour and never on tour at the same time. You know, we live in New York City, and we have commitments throughout most of the week, but almost every weekend since January, we've had a show. So we kind of started the year with a residency in the city. Mm-hmm. That was every week, or for 4 weeks, starting on the 8th of January. Excuse me. And then after that, we've been going to different colleges and different cities. And after this point, we have, you know, more colleges coming up, and yeah, so it's less of a, you know, like, 2 week at one time tour, and more of just like a steady every week. Where are we going? I don't remember. You know, like, is this, where are we?
Check the calendar. So, why aren't you checking the calendar? Come on, man.
It is my job to do the calendar. I know where I am.
So is there a specific venue or school that you're most excited about? Is it Wesleyan, since that's where you guys went to
Lafayette?
School?
Lafayette?
Lafayette.
How dare you
ask me such a question? Come on.
It's a trap.
No, it's not.
I will say we are very excited about our upcoming New York show on the March 21st. We're playing at Mercury Lounge. This will be our second time headlining there. We're psyched about being there again.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have some new material, hopefully.
We will.
Yeah, we'll have some new material. We're going to play all the songs off of our upcoming EP. And yeah, some other fun surprises.
That's awesome. I might have to make an appearance because I live pretty close.
You should.
That would be great.
You should. It's a Saturday. Everyone can just drive over.
It's
during our spring break. So.
Oh,
you definitely need to come.
So do you guys have any pre-show routines that you do?
What a good question. Yes.
What are they?
The answer is yes.
Blood oath and
you make a pregnancy
joke
back
about that.
Wow.
Sorry.
We do a Mighty Ducks quack almost.
That's actually our best answer.
We do like a Mighty Ducks team huddle up.
Quack, 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 quack. Go Ducks.
Yeah.
That's a good pump up.
Except sometimes we say Rooks, and sometimes some people say Rooks and some people say Ducks, and it kind of just mashes together. And
Yeah.
But
we do that.
They're both.
We talk about the set.
Animals
talk about
with
the songs,
fly.
Transitions, things like that.
Do you have any individual things you guys do personally to get you pumped ready?
I cry for about 15 minutes. That's actually the first time the rest of the band knew that. I usually do it off on my own, but now, yeah, this is a big moment for us now.
You know, people warm up on their instruments. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, regular stuff. Sometimes if I really need to feel it, I'll listen to Love on Top.
Yep.
There's no way that those four key changes aren't going to get you to where you need to be.
There are definitely certain pump up, you know, like when you need to get in the zone, there are certain pump up songs or certain, you know.
You guys love like Beyonce.
We love Beyonce.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, is there a follow up question?
Jay's about to drop that mic over there.
So, what's your favorite part about performing live?
Oh, I thought it was going to be Beyonce. Oh,
no. Communication, like amongst ourselves, but mostly with the crowd and with the audience, and like getting to interact and getting to feed off of energy. That's like the best, the most satisfying part for me.
Oh, actually. Oh, go ahead.
Go. No.
Well, and speaking of Beyonce, we have like a little code in the Rooks. Where if we're like,
you're the worst.
If we're on, no, it's listen,
it's out there now. It's out there.
Where like, if we're at a show that we're not totally feeling, or we're just like not having a good time with the crowd, or there's like no one in the audience and we need to pump up, we look at each other and go surfboard. To like pump up the energy.
It's our code word. It's our code safe word.
Yeah. No, different. Different thing.
Not the same thing.
I didn't say a bad word. I'm still on the radio. I'm still being mindful.
Anyway. So who are your biggest influences, whether music or otherwise?
Everyone gets one.
Yeah, everyone go around and give me one.
Shoot.
I thought you were going to share.
Stevie Wonder.
No, I'm not going next.
Hiatus Coyote.
It's Beyonce for me, for real.
Led Zeppelin.
Nice.
J Dilla.
Steely Dan.
Oh. All right. Well,
do he's I living get a in his one? Truth.
Do you get a second one? No one said D'Angelo?
Oh, God. D'Angelo.
Like a collective. That's why I said D'Angelo.
Second one.
Were we supposed to say our like individual influences, or were we doing like
I was doing band?
I was doing band.
Yeah. Oops.
I think we messed up.
I lived my life
because I could go around King Crimson, Bach.
Just skip. <It's
true. laughs> He's not wrong.
Said Dilla. Oh,
yeah.
Okay, well, thank you guys so much. I don't get to go get ready for your set. I hope you guys have a good show tonight. I'm really excited to see you. And thank you so much for stopping by WJRH.
Thank you for having
thank
us.
You so much.
Thank you.
Oh, clapping. Did we key change?
Did we? Actually, we missed the key change.
Garth, you were flat that entire time.
I hope it worked. Too funny.